Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. Thanks so much for listening to Alisa Nicole Live. It's Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Today, we're talking holiday party planning. Are you ready? Holiday party planning, are you ready? We have Christmas coming up, Thanksgiving, and now is a great time to start thinking about what it is you want to do for the holidays if you're in charge this year of the party, the holiday parties, or maybe you do it year after year after year. Now is a great time to start. We don't like to wait to the last minute, right? Because then we're kind of running around trying to figure out, what do I need? So the first thing, check your calendar. And if you've checked your calendar, then you would know today is September 8th. And by the way, I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. I got some sun, got out to the beach, beautiful, beautiful time with the family. So I hope you had a great time. And so check your calendar. So today is September 8th. And before you know it, you know, Thanksgiving's in November, and we have Christmas in December, and then we have New Year's, of course, New Year's Eve and New Year's in December and January. So check your calendar, especially if you are the type of person that maintains a busy life. You're constantly working Monday through Friday. You've got maybe you have a family to take care of or whatever the case may be. A lot of people sometimes, you know, have double things that they're planning, right? Because we have birthdays, we have baby showers, weddings. So you have to, that's why it's a good idea to check your calendar. What else is it that I have going on? And maybe leave some room for those individuals that like to kind of send those invites out at the last minute, right? We always have those individuals who maybe a couple weeks before, oh, you get the birthday party invite in the mail. And, oh, my goodness. So now is a good time for you to plan. What day do you want to plan your holiday party? It doesn't always have to be on Thanksgiving. It doesn't always have to be on Christmas. But now is a good time to figure out when you want to plan your party before other people start filling up their schedule. And you know what? I had that Saturday picked out, and now all of a sudden this person is sending me an invitation to their party. I've seen it happen a lot of times. I've even seen, double party planning, and then, okay, well, I've got to move my birthday party into this week, and then you do yours in that week, and it can become hectic. So it's good if you're able to kind of pre-plan and kind of figure out when you want to do your party so you can notify individuals and give them enough time to plan out their schedules. It's just common courtesy, right? I mean, I just like people to kind of give me time to kind of figure things out. Okay, so I don't even know if that's a word. I think I've had too much time off. But, okay, so how much party planning time do you need? How much party planning time do you need? We have some people who are good at it, and you know what? I can whip everything up in a couple of days, right? We have those event planners out there, but not everyone's an event planner. So we have those individuals out there who maybe need a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months to kind of party plan, right, to kind of get things ready. How much time do you need? You know who you are. You know how much time it takes you to get ready, right, when you're going out. So you should know how much time it's going to take you to plan the party that you want to plan. So how much time is it that I need? Well, if you're trying to figure out how much time you need to give yourself, how big is the party? How big is the party going to be? That's a good question. How big is this party going to be? Do you know how many people you plan on inviting? And we always, it gets kind of, I don't want to say tricky, but we always kind of have to make those decisions, right? Decision time. Who do I invite? Who do I invite to my party? Because if you're having it maybe at your house, there's a limited number of individuals that you can invite to your holiday party. If you're having it maybe at some sort of banquet hall or some sort of, you know, some people go all out and have it at a theater, or maybe you're renting out a hotel room, you know, like a ballroom at a hotel, or, you know, some sort of event space, wherever it is. How many guests, how many people? It can begin to, the list can begin to, you know what I mean? It can start off with maybe 10 people, 15 people, and then 20 people, and then are you going to invite this person, or are you going to invite that person? And the who's who of the who's who. And everybody wants to be invited. So you have to determine how many guests, how many people am I going to invite to this holiday party. And when it comes to holiday parties, there's something a little bit intimate about it, right? That we have the people there who means a lot to us. Family, friends, loved ones, individuals that we associate with. Perhaps you're going to invite some coworkers, and, you know, you have to kind of make that determination. Who's going to be there? And who can I depend on being there? You have those people that you know you're going to invite. They say they'll be there. They've done it year after year, and they never show up. Learn your lesson. Learn your lesson. Stop buying food for individuals that you know are not going to show up, right? So how many guests, how many people am I going to actually have? How many people am I going to actually have? And so that kind of goes hand in hand when you're trying to figure out how much time you need. That, hello, wake up call. It's kind of like, I'll put it like this. It's not meant to scare you. It's just meant to kind of let you know that, hey, you need to kind of figure things out. How much time is it that you need? How much time is it that you need? Because if you plan on having your event at a hotel, if you plan on renting out a space at a hotel, let's just say, they may have already have those spaces filled up. People plan things ahead of time. I remember I visited this one place. It was a great, great, wonderful place back a few years ago. It wasn't necessarily a hotel, but it was kind of one of those places that have, like, you know, I don't know how to kind of put it, art decor type places, you know, that have, like, you know, the different arts, you know, the paintings and the, you know, very eclectic, very, all types of different things, all types of different things there. Just a good vibe type of place. And I remember, you know, they take, you know, these places take dates as far as a year ahead of time. It's kind of like, you know, when people wedding plan. You know, so when you're holiday party planning, if you plan on renting out a space, you might want to give them a call after listening to the show to see if the space is even still available, because these people are on it. They book their spaces sometimes a year ahead of time, and if you're thinking of getting the day before Thanksgiving or somewhere around that time, or the you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, hello, New Year's Eve, you know, huge, huge, huge celebrations. Everybody wants to party. You have to give yourself enough time. If you have your, you know, I have to have it here. I'm not even too sure. We're like, this is September, October, November, December. You know what I mean? 3 months or 3 months window space. Time you need to be on the phone, calling some people up, figuring out where you need your event space to be, and always have another place, because sometimes I have to have it here. I have to have it. Well, sorry, that date is taken, because we have people that are on it. And then it's kind of like, well, you know, you're stressed out. So always have, it's good to have a couple of options. I would say maybe even three or four options. You know what I mean? And start at the top, and, you know, if you can find, you know, three places that meet your expectations, you're good. But what happens if all three of those places are filled up? Then you have to kind of do your homework. You kind of have to search. So that's why I say, how much time do you need? Okay, now if you're doing it at home and you plan on owning your home for the next 3 months, you're good, right? You're good. But it's also a good idea to get an idea of how many people you can really count on being there. Because now we get into food. How much do I have to buy? How much do I have to buy? Nobody likes throwing away food, right? No one likes to throw away food. So how much food do I really need at this holiday party? How much food do I need? We always have those individuals that go all the way out, you know. You might only need 3 bags of chips, and instead of 3 bags of chips, I'm buying 13 bags of chips, okay? And then we just have a bunch of bags of chips laying around. And kind of what is it that you've noticed? If this is your first holiday party, maybe you've moved into your new home, your new apartment, your new condo, your new townhome, your new whatever. Maybe you're having a party on a yacht or something. Whatever the case may be, you want to go all out. If you do it year after year, you can kind of notice a pattern, how much I need. But if this is your first go around, maybe just determine a good way to look at it, you know, okay, I have 10 people. A lot of people like to sometimes go back for seconds and thirds. So how many people can I get? Look at the bag. How many people can eat off of this bag of chips? Type of thing, right? And then if people like to go back for second or thirds, then let me pick up a few more bags. That's a good way to kind of do it. Now, what type of food do you plan on having? Some people, we're good with the crackers, the cheese, right? The crackers, the cheese, and some people, for our meat eaters, you do the salami, the pepperoni, fruit. Right, we do the cheese, the crackers, fruit, and we put it out on platter, and then we have our veggie platters, the carrots, the celery, with the nice dip in the middle. For some people, that's good enough for appetizers, right? It's good, it works. You know, I'm over it. And, for others, it's kind of like we have our chefs out there and our bakers and our, they like to go all out and impress people. And so you're already getting your menus together, and I'm going to make a souffle and, all of that great stuff. And it's like, you want to go all out and you want to kind of impress individuals. And it's all about presentation sometimes. I know with me, I like to sometimes, I kind of like to do, I think I spoke about how I like to make tamales, and, they're really good. And I'm all about, I like to, you like things to kind of turn out neat and the right way. And so when you do things, for me, though, it's all about flavor. I want it to taste right. So allow yourself enough time to pick out a good menu, and especially if you're one of those who like to go all out, impress people, and you want to have all of that great stuff, you want to kind of give yourself, what do you plan on having on your menu? The chips, the crackers, the cheese, the fruit, we know that's going to be there. It's all about how you're going to place it, where you're going to place it, how many dishes do I need, how many platters do I need. But if you plan on doing the expensive, and I don't want to say, because it doesn't necessarily have to be more expensive. It can just, it takes more time. And you kind of now, if you plan on doing these fun little dishes, now you have to think about, okay, do I need to kind of, does this have to stay cool? Where am I going to keep it? Am I going to have enough space to keep the things? Is it able to sit out on the table? I don't want people to mess it up. That's what you kind of have to figure out. I like to kind of sometimes, it's good to kind of be different, throw different things in there, but also to know what people are going to eat. Sometimes if it's too far to the left, you just have a bunch of great stuff sitting there that no one wants, right? But it's good for people to try new things. I know last week I was at the Beverly Hills at a hotel in Beverly Hills, and they had these really cool wraps. I want to say it was kind of like a wheat type of wrap with like a portobello mushroom and some fun like type of sauce, with some red peppers. It was great. I looked at it. I was like, okay. And I tried it. One of the best things I've ever had. I give it a 10. One of the best things I've ever had. I like to eat light because I like to kind of watch what I eat, watch my weight. And you have to kind of also think about that too. Everybody may not be into chicken wings and fries. You may have people that want to eat clean at your party, but I know a lot of people, well, I'm the one planning this party, like it, love it, or leave it, but you don't want to have a bunch of hungry people at your party because then they're not enjoying themselves, and then you don't get good reviews, and then people don't come back next year. That's just the way it is. If you want your guests to come back next year, feed them, know what they like. I'm assuming if you're inviting these people to your party, you know a little bit of something about them, and you want them to be happy. We don't want to have hungry guests. Avoid having hungry guests because then the attitudes begin to flare, and then we don't want people having arguments and on the silence, oh, my God, there's nothing to eat here, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? That's how it is. That's how it goes sometimes, and we want to kind of avoid that. We want to kind of avoid individuals, you know, being hungry. We want to have a successful holiday party. And on last episode, I talked about how to be successful, And I mentioned this a book by Steve Harvey, and I advised you that I would get the title for you. And the title of the book is Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success by Steve Harvey. And I remember reading a portion in the book where, in so many words, Steve talked about how we shouldn't let everybody know what exactly it is we're doing. Why? Why? And I would like to apply that not just in terms of when it comes to our careers and business, but I like to apply that to our social lives too. When you let everybody know what you're doing, and okay, what do you plan on? So what do you plan on having at the party? What do you plan on? Well, I plan on having cheese and crackers. Cheese and crackers, you know, and then it kind of gets you to, you know, okay, well, do I need to switch things up? And then you're kind of, you know what I mean? When you let everybody in on what it is you're doing, then you have too many opinions. And then it can cause your holiday party to become a, rather than it to become something that's successful and something that's fun, in a sense, it causes it to be something that's dreadful. I just can't wait to get this party over with. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want it to be one of those things where I just can't wait for it to be, you know, for us to get this over with. No, we do not want that to happen. So have the food ready. Have everything ready. So have your menu. Have the food. What is it you're going to have? Food is one of the most important things when it comes to holiday party planning. Food and entertainment. Food and entertainment. Food and entertainment. Food and entertainment, okay? Did you get that? Food and entertainment, okay? Those are the two most important things. Not so much what you wear, okay? But we want to look great, and I'll get to that. But we want to make sure that we have a great menu and all of our guests enjoy, not just the ones who want to eat this, or, you know, that, blah, blah, because we want to impress them. We want to make sure we have something ready for everyone, That's just party planning 101. That's just party planning 101, okay? So, now, decorations. And I'm going to get back to the music, but decorations. A lot of people think they don't really take time sometimes into decorations, right? Especially if you're having it at the house, but more so if you're having it at the house, you can kind of get away with decorations, right? So we can hit, go to those party stores and, you know, buy all of those fun decorations and things, right? I know we see it a lot. A lot of people like to have, like, the, you know, Hawaiian theme parties, the beach theme parties, things like that. It's fun. So we can get away with that when we're at home. When you're renting out these places, when you're holiday party planning, just be careful that you know the rules. Be careful that you know the rules in terms of what type of decorations you can put up. Can I bring in a 20-foot Christmas tree and decorate it? I don't know, and I'm pretty sure there's some people out there who work at these venues who've had individuals try to haul in a big 20-foot Christmas tree and decorate it, okay? You know, let's kind of, you know, just kind of weigh out our options. Can I get maybe a 2-foot Christmas tree and get away with it? And then work my way up. So yes, you can bring in a 2-foot Christmas tree. Okay, so what about a 20-foot? Maybe not a 20. Okay, so what about a 10-foot? Okay, you know what I mean? So we kind of have to, it comes into a little bit of bargaining to kind of get your way. There's always a way around things. So if you can't get the 20-foot, it may not mean you can't get a Christmas tree at all, but maybe they'll allow you to have a little one, the little ones that you can kind of sit on the table. Good centerpieces, right? I'm giving away some good ideas. By the way, call in number 929-477-1308. I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. We're talking about holiday party planning. Are you ready? I hope by now you're at least somewhat ready, right? It's a lot of good stuff that I'm giving away, and so hopefully you're on the right track towards a good holiday party. So food, you have your menu ready. Decorations, we don't want to overdo it where it becomes tacky. Too many decorations becomes a little bit too busy and tacky, and we kind of want things to kind of mesh well, right? But if that's just you and that's what you like to do and people love you for it and appreciate it, then go all out. Do you, whatever makes you happy. Just leave enough time to kind of figure out what type of decorations you need, and that's when we get into budget. Budget, what's our budget? And that's why I'm going to bring up music, entertainment. Are we just doing, the whole the radio? We can go anywhere from a radio, a stereo, to let me hire a DJ, to let me hire live bands and music. Musicians, to let me hire some really nice A-listers. I don't know. What your budget is, right? Some really nice musicians to be at my holiday party. But what you have to kind of understand is these individuals, whether they're a DJ or whether they're some big, huge, big-time musician, who's well known, they have family too, right? They have family and lives too that, you know, they have to think about and that you have to take into consideration. So maybe I want this party on Christmas. Okay, you want this party on Christmas. That's great that you want this party on Christmas. And I want this musician to be there. I don't know how many of you watch the show. I used to watch years back Sweet 16. It used to come on MTV. I like to give credit. It came on MTV, great show. And, they would hire these musicians, all types of musicians to play at their parties. But you have to understand, they have tour schedules. They have this, they have that. So if you have someone that you really want, you kind of have to work around their schedule. Maybe you can't have, them for you exactly on Christmas Day, but maybe a couple of weeks prior or maybe a month prior. It's nothing wrong with that. But you kind of have to do your homework and allow enough time. But we have to have great music, and just make sure the music levels are at a, we don't want to kind of give people a headache by the time they leave your party, right? It happens sometimes, but we want to kind of people to kind of dance, have a good time, and enjoy themselves at our party. Giveaways and contests. Some individuals just enjoy those nice kind of laid-back social holiday parties where you're just kind of mixing and mingling this and that. And some individuals, we can even have live auctions, right? We can even have where we're auctioning off things where it's kind of a benefit. We're having a holiday party for a benefit to raise money for some sort of charity or organization. And then sometimes, we're contests and giveaways just because you came to the party. You came to the party, so you know what? I want to do some giveaways. I want to do some contests. I want to make it fun. It's a party. Let's spice things up. That's what I'm all about. Let's spice it up. Let's make it fun, and we'll get into that. I'm not going to talk about baby showers and weddings. That's for another show, but, I won't even talk about it. I won't even go there. Baby showers, weddings, birthday parties, that's a whole different show. Today we're dedicating it to holiday parties only. Who says at a holiday party you can't have contests and giveaways? You can. Make it fun, especially if it's a Christmas party, right? We all know about the whole elephant exchange. People like to do that at the holiday parties. I've seen it happen where we have we have individuals that are not so happy with, so do you want to really get into that? We have some people that really take their time out to really pick out the, really good giveaways, gifts exchange, and we have those individuals that don't want to take any time out, and they'll just grab anything. And we like, what I'll say is this. Maybe you don't want to deal with that. If you don't want to deal with it, just go buy a few things yourself. Throw some names in into a hat, or throw some names into whatever, wherever. Pick a name out. Hey, number such and such, or person such and such, you just won a $25 gift card to wherever. You know, gift cards. Gift cards are great. You can get gift cards as cheap as $5. As cheap as $5. So that's why I love cards. Just be careful. Some of the gift cards might cost you a few bucks to activate. So, but you can get gift cards as cheap as $5. People love gift cards, especially around the holiday season, okay? People love gift cards. And it's a great giveaway. Goodie bags. Are you giving away? Are you going to have goodie bags? This is good in terms of if you're throwing a holiday party for a special benefit organization and you're trying to raise money, it's good to have something to give people. Or if you just want to do something fun for everyone who's coming to your holiday party. When I event planned a few years back for United Way of Chicago, we had to make up some gift bags. And so I remember in the gift bags I had magazines and nail polish and this really cute, fun, like the tiny size Coca-Cola, I think it was. I can't remember. Soft drinks. It was just cute little stuff that, you know, I put in there in the bags as giveaways. So, you know, cute stuff, nail polish. At the event last week that I went to, they had nail polish in the gift bags. Love. I'm like, yes, yes, I need some new nail polish. Thank you. People love that when you're just generous. So have great, food, decorations, music, giveaways, if it's in your budget, good entertainment. And then figure out if you just want it to be adults or kids. You have to understand when it comes around time for the holidays, it might be a little bit harder for individuals to find babysitters and nannies. So keep that into consideration. You can always have a certain section for the little kids to play. Just make sure, obviously, it's being monitored and everyone is being held responsible for their own children, right? We don't want children running around, you know, just doing whatever. That's my biggest pet peeve when it comes to parties. Make sure everyone is held accountable for the children that they bring in if you're going to allow people to have children. And usually if you allow individuals to bring children, you'll have more people at the party because not everybody wants to hire a nanny or a babysitter, especially when it comes to holiday parties because it's just such a kind of, you know, everybody likes to be around everyone. And so, too, with the giveaways, you'll see more giveaways at company parties. I see it a lot. So, and some really good gifts. So if you're planning your company party or whatnot, give yourself some time and some, you know, and spice it up. If you have it, individuals that's been working for at your place for 15, 20 years, they want to see something different. Spice it up. Pick different venues, different restaurants. Make it fun for them. And make sure you're socializing at your party. You're allowing yourself time to kind of work the room where other people are not feeling like you're kind of giving more attention to one section rather than the other. Oh, she must be her friend or he must be their friend more, this and that, where we're getting now into circles. This is a time to get together, enjoy yourself, and, you know, reflect on all the great things that happened this year. And just allow yourself enough time to get ready. We want to feel beautiful. We want to feel great. We want to feel lovely and nice and just – all that at our party, right? So give yourself enough time. We don't want enough time to, and the day of the event, give yourself enough time to kind of get things ready. You might, if you can, get things ready the day before, the night before, and if it's the day of, a few hours before, give yourself enough time, hair, makeup, wardrobe, all of that, get it together where you feel good and you have enough time to kind of relax at least an hour or two before people start arriving. And then ask yourself at the end, did I enjoy myself? Did I enjoy myself? If the answer is yes, you did a great job and you're on the right path to holiday party planning for next year. If you're so-so, what is it? Go back, evaluate, get feedback from your party guests or those individuals like family members who will give you some nice, truthful feedback, you know, on what it was you did. But hopefully you gain some great holiday party planning tips and advice. I'm your host, Alisa Nicole Live. Join me on Twitter at Alisa Nicole Love Alisa Nicole, and on Instagram, Alisa Nicole H. Have a wonderful day. I give live show updates on my Twitter, Love Alisa Nicole. Have a wonderful day, and join me next time.